how are you getting on, and how are you finding the return machines in terms of recycling the bottle? How is that whole process going for you? I was a bit confused in terms of whether to put your cap on the bottle when you're returning it or not, or you recycle the cap of the bottle that you hand back, or cans it in the problem. When it comes to plastic bottles, putting the machine, I wasn't quite sure whether the cap needs to be on or whether it needs to be off and you dump the cap separately in recycling. Well, part of the answer to that may come from the fact now, when this is a question, how are you finding the bottle caps? And this new thing on your milk cartons, on your bottles, there's a law coming in from the EU, the EU Single-Use Plastics Directive. It's all part of that. And that states, it's coming in from July 3rd, all plastic bottle caps have to be tethered to bottles. So basically, you open the cap and it's attached on. It doesn't come off the way it used to. It's stuck on to the top of the bottle or stuck on to the top of the carton of milk. Now, some people have expressed big frustration with this. They're saying it interferes with the pouring and what's going on. They don't know what's happening. And I suppose the question is, why is this law being brought in, I'd imagine, to try and tackle plastic pollution? Well, to try and find out more about this, and why it's being brought in, I suppose, really, it is that caps, in particular, the seal rings attached to them, are harmful to wildlife, and by preventing the separation of the cap from the container, caps are collected and recycled in far greater numbers, therefore reducing the environmental pollution. That's the reason behind it. Well, to get your view on it, we sent some students of the Kerry College course in Journalism, Podcasting and Radio out there to get people's views. Have a listen.
I suppose it's to reduce waste. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the idea. I know a colleague, all right, who isn't very pleased with them. That's mostly because she finds it quite difficult to get them off. Also, she has severe arthritis. And so when she's twisting it and trying to get off, it's a little bit more difficult for her. So maybe somebody with mobility issues might find difficulty there. But I do think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, just maybe it could be executed a little bit better, or maybe give a little bit more leeway on the cap when you're taking it off.
I mean, it's kind of annoying, but I understand why it's there, because it's good for the environment and everything.
I mean, I don't like them at all, because like they can hurt your mouth sometimes, and I don't feel like they should be on it. So
a complete disaster. Disaster, what? You know. Catch you in the nose, catch you in the face. I think they're very dangerous, where kids are concerned as well, scratching their face and the whole lot. I mean, to me, the plastic bottle legislation is a complete disaster altogether. It's making more work for staff in the supermarkets and everything else. Like, I can't see why they can't go to these bottle companies and say to them, you have to put these into a Tetra Pak or something like that. Like, yeah, there is a positive impact, all right, but I mean, it's the factories they should be going to. It's the big multinationals they should be going to. They shouldn't be putting it on families and stuff like that. Like, I mean, bottle stuff has gone way up altogether with the price of stuff and all that, but families are concerned.
I don't know, does it make that much of a difference having them attached? But yeah, I'm not fully informed about it, but yeah, a bit annoying.
I have no feeling about it whatsoever.
It's way better because they're not being thrown away and they're attached to it and they're all being recycled together.
Oh yeah, I see where they're going with it. It's just that they're going to do it, make the tops of the bottles a bit bigger.
I accept the environmental. I don't know if I see it, but I accept it. The logical keeping it together and recycling.
That there's way more plastic being recycled and it's not being wasted and being like wasted on the streets, like as litter and things like that.
I find it difficult to drink out of the bottles with the caps attached to them. I think we need to get used to it, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose I've no problem with it. You know, if it's a thing that's better for the environment, then I'm all for it.
I don't find them easy to use. I actually have rheumatoid arthritis, so I find difficulty in twisting the cap and then trying to use the bottle to take something out of it, something to drink. I would prefer to unscrew completely, hold the cap in my hand and replace it again. The principle is very good. The recycling principle is a very, very good idea, but the actual manufacture of the cap isn't great for somebody with a disability.
I think they're very annoying. I don't think they advertise the initiative very well, because I don't think many people are aware of that, because a lot of people are giving out. So maybe if they kind of redid their marketing a small bit, people might understand better.
So this new cup for me really useful, because usually I lost the cup of the bottles because I put somewhere, or usually it just drops to the floor. It starts with it's become dirty, and for me it's really useful.
I find them really annoying, and I think a lot of my family do as well. But I'll tell you a little story. I was in Italy about a month ago. They have this similar system, but it works. I was immediately able to use it. It didn't impede my ability to take a drink out of the bottle. And I just said to my wife, how come this one works? How come Italy got it right? So there's something about the Irish implementation that is too restrictive, I guess. And it's a hassle when you're using it, you know. I find myself kind of trying to drink from the side of my mouth and everything. Definitely for it as an idea, as in like to protect the environment. I just think it needs to be done better because it's not convenient at the minute.
There you go. Do better, says some of the people. Major hassle. It scratches your nose and scratches your face. Give us your view on that. That was students of the Kerry College course in Journalism, Podcasting, Radio. Siobhan Brosnan, Cian Doherty, Kieran McAuliffe, Mikey Whelan, Sean O'Connor and Daniel Gagg, I should say. Going and getting the views of people, and a range of views. A lot of people not 100% happy with it. Supportive of the idea behind it, but not the way it has been done. And if you come back, were you aware of this, by the way? And look, it's the latest requirement of the directive that means all plastic bottle caps have to be tethered to bottles. And the new tethering system applies to all beverage containers, bottles, cartons and pouches up to 3 litres in size. And the problem is that a huge volume of caps are separated from the containers after use. The caps which are placed in recycling bins tend to be too small and too light for recycling sorting equipment to handle and typically end up as non-recycled residual waste. Caps account for 15% of packaging litter, and caps, and particularly the seal rings attached to them, are harmful to wildlife. So keeping them attached does a lot of good for the environment, is the argument, but it's highly annoying for a lot of people out there.